Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And it really is. Yeah, I got some traffic issues out there, and unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to this stuff, and we see them happening when it's rainy out, and inexplicably to me, we see them happening on a day like this, and, you know, chances are there's like this little rule in life. It happens to me, I'm sure it happens to you too, that the bigger hurry you are in, the more likely it is that you're going to be tied up in traffic, but unfortunately, just not a lot you can do about it except to be patient, which is easy for me to say because I'm not in your shoes, but just try to hang in there. You see any additional traffic issues out there, you can always text Mr. Harris at 3930. That is 3930, and let him know where you are and what's going on, and, of course, text safely, please. So we're talking, David and I, ordinary people you have seen or maybe dealt with, maybe in customer service, maybe as a server, maybe as a host or a hostess, who basically come on like gangbusters and give you the idea that they are a diva and they treat you accordingly. They are the diva. You are to bow before them. You are to worship before them. Ordinary people engaging in diva behavior. And, you know, celebrities that you have happened to meet that either let you down or made you an even bigger fan.
And I'm sure you've seen it, you know, in the service industry or maybe, you know, if you run a shop, you know, people just walk in and it's like, you know, we talk about young people being entitled. A lot of old people that are entitled, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that I've learned over time is that, you know, when you are dealing with somebody who is trying, who you need this person to help you resolve a problem, like maybe it's a medical biller or something like that, that the more you try to bring them into your team, like, geez, I'm really sorry to waste your time with this. I know your time is valuable, and I really appreciate you trying to fix this for me. The better the results you typically get, instead of yelling and screaming and dropping the F-bomb.
Always, always, always.
Let's get back to the calls on the WBEN, and it is Tom in Tonawanda. Tom, you are on Bowerly and Bellavia. You ever seen an ordinary person acting like a total diva?
No, this is an extraordinary person acting as a diva. His name is Phil Mickelson, the world champion golfer. My son, through his company, somehow procured tickets to go see the Waste Management golf tournament. And there were, you know, we were watching my hero, Phil Mickelson. And we were on the ninth hole, and I was 20 yards away from him. And he chipped up and all that stuff, and he looked back at me, being dressed in black as he is, but he must have noticed my Vietnam veteran's hat. So play went on, and then I said, come on, Jason, we'll go over to the 18th hole. And when he finished, he noticed me, and he looked, and he came back with a golf ball and a glove, and he said, thank you for your service, sir. And I said, Phil, we love you. You're my favorite golfer and all that stuff. My wife would leave me for you. And then he went into where the golfers go, and two guys come out about 5-10 minutes later, and they says, Mr. Mickelson would like to talk to you. And they had all the security in that because you can only go so far. So me and my son Jason go in there, and there he is in live person, Phil Mickelson. And he says to me, thank you for your service and all that stuff. And he started to talk to my son Jason, who deals with autistic children. and Mickelson has an autistic child, and he was so enamored to talking to us and just how he embraced us. He hugged us. We didn't hug him. He hugged us. He said, you know, thank you for your service. And he said, anything you guys need is on me. He gave us a couple of golf, you know, accessories and all that stuff. And what a great man.
Wow, that's a great story, man. I'm happy to hear that.
Right, that's good stuff.
I'm telling you, it was like talking to your grandpa or something like that. And he told me, he said, don't call me Mr. Mickelson. My name is Phil. He just lowered himself like I was the hero and all that stuff.
Well, Tom, that's a tremendous story, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
That is guy calling in from Tonawanda, Phil Mickelson, the golfer, extraordinary human being as well. Happy to hear that.
That's right.
Let's go to Vermont. Whereabouts in Vermont, Brian?
I'm in Warren. Actually, I'm when David was in Norwich a couple weeks ago, I live right by there. I got to meet David very briefly at Norwich University.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, I had the dog, Fred.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, the big English Mastiff, right?
Yeah. We talked. If you want one, let me know.
I'm actually in the market for an English. All right, so what's your what are you calling about?
Anyhow, I got a couple of them if I can. One, first, the prima donna thing. I just retired from UPS, so I get the prima donna thing. I've had customers actually tell me that packages weren't squared properly to the door.
No. I thought they only did that in Manchester.
That's crazy.
I've had customers say the packages weren't squared properly to the door.
And what do you respond to that?
You just chuckle and walk away.
That's ridiculous.
The next time you stand it up on end on an angle as much as you possibly can. That's what you do.
That's nuts. What else you got?
Oh, so do you remember Albert Haynesworth?
I do. He played briefly for the Patriots. He was a Washington Redskin.
And he had a great career with, I believe it was
Tennessee Titans. But he kicked people and did some extraordinary things.
Yeah, he did. But anyhow, so he had a really bad rep. But I was traveling with a girlfriend. We were en route to the Bonnaroo Music Festival several years ago. So we flew into Washington, D.C. airport. And when we got to D.C., the stewardess says, oh, you're onto Nashville. She says, perfect. She says, this is your plane. You just got to get off. You've got to clean the plane real quick, refuel it, and then you'll be getting right back on 15, 20 minutes. No problem. So everybody gets off. We get off. There's a bunch of us standing around the customer service counter. And like half an hour later, my girlfriend says, when are we reboarding? And the person says, the attendant says, what do you mean? That flight's left. And we're like, there's about 20 people standing there at the time going, you're kidding me, right? So whoever did the announcing didn't do it properly. So there's a whole bunch of us now in the line, in the customer service line. And I'm standing, all of a sudden, I'm standing next to this gentleman, biggest human being I've ever stood next to. And he had a small kid. So we're just interacting, chit-chatting, my girlfriend, he and I. And he starts, and all of a sudden, that we get to the counter, and the counter says, the next flight to Nashville is until Monday. This is Friday afternoon. So this is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday music festival. So that doesn't do us much good. So we're wondering what we're going to do. And all of a sudden, Albert's pointing to the weather screen. And we don't know who this guy is. And he says, if there weren't so many thunderstorms up there in Chattanooga, he says, I just have my plane come down and pick us up. I'm like, who the hell are you? So he says, honest to God, he takes out his phone. He's talking on his phone. He hands the phone to my then-girlfriend. He says, give him your name and both of them. Give him your name. He says, can you guys at least tip the limo driver? I'm like, who the hell are you? Sure. So we still don't know who he is. So all these people are getting their pictures taken with him as we're walking out. So we're figuring he's got to be, you know, somebody. So we go outside. This black car pulls up. We're in D.C. This black car pulls up. The four of us hop in the car. We head to Baltimore, to the airport in Baltimore. The whole time we're in the car, Albert is this just great human being. We're actually doing these, like, sing-alongs and game words with his son, who was probably 7 years old, six, 7 years old. It was just, It was a really cool trip. So we get to the Baltimore airport. He buys us our tickets to Nashville. He says, don't worry about this. He says, just pay it forward. He bought us our tickets for Nashville. We sat down. We had dinner with him in the Baltimore airport. We flew with him commercially into Nashville, got off the plane, he shook our hands, said, just pay it forward. So that was Albert Hainsworth.
Wow. What a spectacular story.
That was probably, and you know what?
Like, I want to write him a fan letter right now.
Those tickets were like $1,000 a piece. We drove in a car. What it was is he was in D.C. He had just signed with the Redskins. He was in D.C. getting a condo, and he was going back to Nashville, but couldn't. So, yeah, it just happened. I had no idea. He's a big dude.
He was huge.
10, 25, something like that.
That's cool. I was thinking that was going to end poorly, but sounds like a stand-up guy.
Yeah, really. Sounds like a tremendous human being, Brian. Hey, by the way, I can't let you go because you are in the north central, kind of close to New Hampshire part of Vermont. What is the foliage like right now?
Foliage is peak. It's really peak. The reds are nice. The oranges are nice. Some of the trees are green, but yeah, it's sweet. We've only had one real decent frost. We could, but it's, they're here. The leaf peepers are here, for sure.
Yep. All right. Thanks very much, Brian, in Norwich, Vermont. Good to talk to you. We've had three really good stories here, David, about President Trump when he was candidate Trump, Phil Mickelson, the golfer, and Albert Hainsworth.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much covering the sports side of it.
Yeah. I wonder, like, if anybody has met Lady Gaga. Supposedly, she's supposed to be really nice to her fans, or Kanye.
Right. Well, those people, I mean, they really, that's their fans are the only reason why they have a living.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. Bowerly and Bellavia. By the way, David, interesting story that the White House has said it will not comply with the illegitimate and unconstitutional impeachment inquiry.
I mean, that's the road they're going to take. You know, what that means, what that does it speed it up? I mean, again, in order, every other impeachment in our nation's history, they all started with House votes to go forward. This hasn't happened. This is a new version, and the White House is saying we're not going to play.
Who's in charge of making that decision fundamentally? Is it the AG?
Of not complying,
that's not cooperating.
That's general counsel from the White House.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're the ones that are saying that we're not going to give anything from our office up for your impeachment inquiry. If you subpoena people, you're going to have to get a vote in the House before you can go forward. Then it would be constitutional, according to the White House's point of view, and then they would cooperate.
Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It's Mary in Orchard Park. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thanks, Tom.
You got a story about somebody you met who was big shot?
Well, I don't know how many of your listening audience will remember this guy, but I was in Washington, D.C., traveling on business, had a little one at home and was 7 months pregnant, and was asking to upgrade a ticket at the airline, at the airport. And they told me it was going to cost me about $250 to get on an earlier flight to get back on a Friday evening. And the man behind me stepped up to the counter and said, I will pay for that. And I looked up, very tall, handsome, piercing blue eyes. And I knew he was an actor, but I didn't know his name. And I said, you're in a TV show. And he said, I am. And I said, you're in Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
He just drunk a little bit,
yeah.
And the guy in line behind me said, it's not Gunsmoke, that's Chuck Connors from The Rifleman.
Right.
So.
And professional baseball and basketball.
Oh, you can't believe how tall he was. I was shocked. He was probably in his late 70s, and he was probably still 6'7", 6'6".
I didn't know he was quite that tall. Knew he was a bigger guy. I didn't think he was that big.
Yeah, he was a sweetheart. He was going to Jamestown. He was actually friends with Lucille Ball's family, so that's why he was flying back to Buffalo.
How cool. So he paid for your flight?
He paid for my upgrade.
Or your upgrade.
get home early. Yeah.
Well, good for you, and good for Chuck Connors, who unfortunately has been dead now for almost 30 years.
Right, right.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Chuck Connors, the Rifleman. It is coming up on 525 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're just joining us, talking about people in real life that you've come across who act like they own the place, who have acted like divas. Those of you in the service industry probably have had more than your fair share of those. You don't have to tell us where it is you worked or where you currently work, where you've encountered such diva-like behavior and the big shots you've met. And what we're hearing so far is a bunch of famous people who did some really nice things for people who listen to this show, David.
That's pretty impressive.
Very much. Yep, Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. And to answer your question, no, there is not a 5 o'clock cash code. Sorry about that. There is a 4 o'clock cash code, which is already done with, but nothing for you at 5 o'clock. 5:36 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, nothing except Tom and David. I mean, what more could you possibly want? Who needs $1,000 anyway? Phil Kennedy at Master Control, talking about people who are ordinary folks who act like divas, and the famous folks you have met. And hopefully we'll hear good stories about the famous people you've met. And so far, we're doing pretty well on those, except Buddy Rich. But
now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's not around anymore. Let's go to Marianne in Amherst, a keen observer of the human condition. Marianne, you're on WBEN. What'd you see?
Oh, my husband and I, we witnessed an incident yesterday. This is like where the diva meets karma. It was priceless. We're in Williamsville at the town hall. They're paying our taxes. They have a particular parking lot just for that purpose. It's 15-minute parking in and out. Well, in comes this little diva. She's driving through, and she instead of parking parallel between the lanes, she parks perpendicular, taking up two spots.
Oh.
So in comes truck number one, parks in front of her, and along comes truck number two and parks behind her. So now she's totally blocked in. She's not going anywhere. She comes out and she sees what's happened, and she gets so mad, she calls the police. Now, the police, the young officer there is trying to tell her, ma'am, you're in the wrong. They're parked correctly in between the lines. You're parked wrong. And she just would not have anything to do with that. She kept going on and on. And all of a sudden, the one guy from the truck comes out, and he starts getting in his truck. And now she's yelling at him, that's the guy that blocked me in. Go get him. Go do something. And the poor young officer's going, ma'am, you're in the wrong. I can't do anything to him. So we eventually had to leave because our 15 minutes was up to be parked there. But as we were leaving, I'm pretty sure that he was going in to get her a little citation for parking sideways and taking up two spots.
Oh, we can only hope. Why do people do that?
I don't know. She just thought she was Miss Diva and she was going to get away with it, but it came around to bite her.
What kind of car was it?
You know what? I don't even know. We were laughing so hard.
Was it a fancy luxury car?
Oh, no. It was just a average, medium size, like maybe like a smaller Buick.
Something. Oh, I mean, because sometimes you see people with the really super-duper fancy cars parking diagonally or parking in the way you described, horizontally.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure she got hers, so.
Well, we can only hope, but that's outstanding. Was she older? Was she younger?
I would say, if I had to guess, I would say she was like mid-40s.
Man, should have known better.
Yeah, and my thoughts were, I feel bad. What if she had to pick up grandchildren from school or something? And you know, my husband says, well, then she shouldn't have parked like that. She should have obeyed the laws and done it right.
Bingo. Good stuff. Thanks very much, Marianne.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
That frosts me when people park that way.
You know, but the thing is that it's the idea that, you know, she was the one bringing to attention what everyone else was doing wrong, and she was the one in the wrong. That's even more ridiculous.
Especially because the people she said were in the wrong were actually in the right, and I would love to see the look on her face being blocked in like that. And I really don't know why people park in such a way. I mean, I know why they do it, but I don't know why they think they can or should do
usually
it, especially in a crowded parking lot.
Usually in Mercedes-Benz, the Bentley.
Yeah.
Not the Buick LeSabre.
I did see a guy on Main Street in Williamsville the other day in what looked like a relatively new dark blue Rolls Royce. Oh, it was gorgeous. I wanted to carjack him, but common sense got the best of me. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. It's Colonel in North Amherst. Colonel, you're on WBEN.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, Dave, words cannot express the words that I feel about you as far as being a man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, this is my story, man. I was at Crystal Beach. It was 1979, and me and my cousin Bill, we were hanging out. Just got through the fun house. Remember the fun house? Come on. Watching the girls' dresses get blown up and stuff like that. You guys remember that?
Are we talking the fun house at Crystal Beach?
Yeah, fun house at Crystal Beach, yeah.
I used to, like, laugh in the dark, and it was written as if it was laugh in the dork, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's what it was, laugh in the dark. But either way, we come out of there, and I couldn't believe it. Here comes Rick James and Peter Frampton, right? They had hats on. You kind of had to look at them just right to see who they were. You know, Rick James kind of sticks out, you know, but no one was really paying attention to him. And me and my cousin Bill, we walked up to him and kind of started shooting the breeze with him and, you know, hanging out. And then we took a ride on the Comet, okay? And they're like, hey, you want to come back to our place? They had a place right on the beach, right on Crystal Beach. That's like a, you know, a big cottage house kind of place. And we're like, yeah, we'll go back there, man. And we went back there, and guess who was there? You'd never guess. Neil Young.
Oh, get out. Now you're just making stuff up.
No, I'm telling you, man.
This sounds like the beginning of a joke. Frampton, Rick James, and Neil Young go to Crystal Beach.
Yeah, well.
When does John Lennon enter the picture?
No, I'm telling you.
No, this is good stuff, man.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Neil Young and Rick James go way back. I don't know if you are aware of this or not, but Rick James jumped, you know, over the pond there, or over the river, to not be drafted, okay? And then he used to jam with Neil Young. And I never even knew that Frampton and James were buddies, man, but they were buddies too. I don't even know how. But we went back to their place, and I'm telling you, it was a blast. We were drinking the Brodeur, and then he had dancing girls from the King Edward. You remember the King Edward, you guys?
King Eddie, burned down, yep.
Yeah. Oh, what a time. You know that now, Neil Young, man, he was kind of, he wasn't that chill as Rick and, you know, Pete, but.
Was he kind of standoffish?
We have. Yeah, he was a little like all to himself, kind of, you know?
Yeah, I get that vibe from Neil Young.
Yeah, what year are we talking about here, roughly speaking, sir?
1979.
Wow.
So he still had some of his frontal lobe from all the drugs?
Yeah, oh, Ricky?
No, I was talking about Neil Young.
Yeah, he still had it together. Rick, you know how Rick was.
Rick was a party animal.
Peter Frampton, the late Rick James, and Neil Young, all together, a cottage at Crystal Beach.
Unbelievable. It was like, whoa, man.
I mean, how big a party was this when you got back to the cottage?
It was just a lot of dancing girls, and there was only a few people, just mostly women, and, you know, some whatever was out that you could have a good time with. As far as your mind goes, you know what I'm saying?
or whatever you could damage your body with as far as a good time goes.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, wow. Time. What a time, man. We partied until, I think, well, till the sun came up.
Do you have any pictures of that? I mean, granted, it was before cell phones, but...
No pictures, man. Just some fond memories, you know?
Man, did you walk away with any autographs?
You know, back then, I think you would have been a complete jerk to have taken pictures.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I never talked to him again.
But it was just not that was not the era that you pulled out the Polaroid and started taking photos. I think people would have gotten upset.
Polaroid, who had room for that? You know what I'm saying?
Right. You carry the Polaroid around your neck.
Polaroid.
Back then, or backpacks, you know?
Man, that's a great story.
The Kodak disc cam.
The time of my life.
Good stuff. That's awesome. Good story. Appreciate it.
Next morning. It was a Sunday morning, man. Unbelievable.
Wow. I am impressed. Thanks very much.
That
actually,
was kinda cool.
My friend Booker was good friends with Rick James, is actually in one of Rick James' videos. I forget which one. And to this day has some of Rick James' old suits.
That's really cool.
True story. Let's get back to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Everybody knows Booker. Got a Facebook page. Another Booker sighting. He's my consigliere. Let's go to Tom in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Tom, hello.
Good. How are you guys tonight?
Great. Thanks.
Hey, it's funny that that guy talking about Crystal Beach. Now, I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember the Crystal Beach Ballroom. And I went to see a show there with Johnny Winter, and it was standing room only. You know, it was like one of those, what do you call it, when you buy a ticket and you get there early enough, you're going to get to stand in a nice spot.
General admission?
Yeah. So me and my wife got there really super early, and they had this humongous bar in there. And so I stocked up on my Labatt's, and I got real close to the stage. And now she's 9 months pregnant. So Johnny Winter comes out. I don't know how many people the place held, maybe 600-700. It was pretty packed. And here comes Johnny Winter out. And that was when he was starting to lose his sight. And 1988, because the tour was called Winter of 88. And he does his first show. He does his first, the first song he does is Frankenstein. It was great because his brother was playing in the band too, and so they do Frankenstein, which just blew me away. And right after the first song, he stopped for a couple of seconds and he's looking, and he talks to this one female roadie, walks off the stage and kind of walks over to this female roadie, and went and got a chair for my wife to sit down in.
You got to be a pretty big fan to go to a concert 9 months pregnant.
Yes, you love it.
Yeah, no, that's fandom right there, because not a lot of people want to even go outside in public, let alone go to a concert.
Oh, she loved it.
I'm sure there wasn't a lot of moshing going on then.
No.
No, but now he brought her out a chair so she could sit down, and I just spoke to him for a couple minutes after the show.
What a gentleman.
Yeah, tell me about it, you know, and he's always been kind of a humble kind of guy, and even so, his brother is, too.
You know, Eddie Money just died, and that was the one thing that a lot of people said about him, was that he never really became, you know, that rock star diva. He was always down to earth and blue collar.
Who was that?
When Eddie Money died.
Oh, yeah. And, Johnny Winter just died, too, not too long ago, and he was 71. They all seemed to die around 70.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a rough life.
Or 27. Now, he died in 2014. Emphysema and, was it emphysema, possibly pneumonia, I think?
Yeah, he was albino, so he lost his sight real early on. And
well, those boys weren't vaping vitamin E back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, all right, cool story about Johnny Winter. Thanks very much. Well, we've had a lot of celebrity sightings of celebrities who turned out to be really, really cool.
You know what? When I was a little boy, two stories of like meeting celebrities that were totally, like, they were being harassed by adults but saw me as a kid and were really nice. We saw Bobby Orr at the airport.
No.
And he was just the coolest guy in the world. He was so kind and
awesome.
So neat. I didn't even know who Bobby Orr was. I was so young. And we saw Davy Jones in Toronto. at a burger place, Harvey's or Hardee's, whatever
Davy
it is.
Jones is in the Monkees?
Oh, he couldn't. He was 5 foot nothing. But he was there, and he had his little mullet, and everyone was harassing him, and he saw me as a kid and a couple other kids, and he went right to the kids and was a total gentleman.
Oh, that is great. Yeah, of course, neat. He no longer is with us either.
Bobby Orr is, though.
Yep, Bobby, you're right. I'm talking about, your stories of ordinary people you've seen acting like divas, like the lady in Williamsville who parked the wrong way and then got upset when she got boxed in, as well as your celebrity sightings. And so far, these celebrity sightings have all had happy endings. Let's go to AJ in North Tonawanda. AJ, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I had the opportunity as a chauffeur once to drive Steven Tyler. When they were doing the Just Push Play tour in 2001 at Darien Lake. And I drew the lucky card. I got to drive him. And he, if you ever see him in any kind of situation, he's the genuine article. He has no pretense whatsoever. I mean, he is who he is, and it's really amazing. And it was great because he said, you guys are going to eat with our crew, meaning the road crew, and you should have seen the catering. It was unbelievable. We had swordfish, New York strip steak, decadent desserts. His crew had a masseuse.
Did you just use the phrase decadent desserts?
Yes.
That is very impressive. Keep going.
Unbelievable. Like I said, a masseuse, foosball tables, and we got to stand right in front of them when they were performing. And I mean, they treated us, just royally. And I'll never forget that experience. Now, on the other hand, in between acts, Fuel was the opening act. And I was walking through the courtyard in Darien Lake, and there were these two fans sitting out there having a beer. And I'm walking through with my black suit on, and they're looking at me kind of cockeyed and snickering, and they said, and who are you supposed to be? And I said, well, I'm Steven Tyler's chauffeur. Who are you supposed to be? and it was just people acting like prima donnas when the guy that could act like a prima donna.
Right. You got Fuel, competent attitude while Steven Tyler's walking around and giving you swordfish. Put that in perspective there, Fuel. What are you doing now?
No, these were fans. Fuel was the opening act. These were fans.
These were fans of Fuel. Oh, well, there goes the whole analogy.
Well, no, but they were common people acting like divas.
Right, there you go.
Divas.
Oh, love it. Love
Still,
it.
Still, I think we should tell that story again and make Fuel the jerks.
Like a diva didn't.
Yeah. No, good stuff.
All right, thanks very much. Appreciate the call. So, I just turned off my own mic instead of severing the connection to the telephone. A moment of absolute brilliance. So, have you seen Joker yet? I asked you that yesterday.
No, my son saw it and he loved it. And my son is 7 years old.
I was going to say what?
No, my oldest, the college kid, he saw Joker and thought it was like the greatest film he'd ever seen. Now, I will see The Irishman, hopefully with you, it opens.
Oh, yeah. When's that going to open up with?
I think in a month.
Yeah. Oh, well, right? definitely we will be there. A
couple weeks, maybe?
Yep. Looking forward to that.
It's a three-hour movie.
Yeah.
They say it's brilliant.
Yeah. We'll bring snacks.
November 22nd.
That's easy enough
to remember.
That's the
day that Kennedy was killed.
That's right. Anniversary of the JFK assassination.
Doesn't anniversary sound fun? We shouldn't say anniversary for something so horrible.
The commemoration.
There you go.
The, 56th anniversary?
Yes.
It is, almost 5:56. You are hearing News Radio 930 WBEN Bowerly and Bellavia.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.